It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I keep messing that up. It's evolution. We are evolving. It's time for me to evolve and stop forgetting the name. I was so used to saying the other. On our show today, we had a couple of neat little things occur yesterday. First of all, locally, one of the big pressing needs is for a local currency system is to be able to be utilized for members in the local community to pay their sales tax. We actually went to the local Dillon Town Council meeting last night. They pretty much have one of these multiples of them every Tuesday night here locally. Typically, they meet two times a month. And we went to one of those. We'll be talking about that and why that's necessary to get them to take the local currency for taxes. In addition to that, we've got the logo. We've got a good beat on what we'd like the logo to look like for Mile High Hours in Denver. That system is being worked on, and we have a some rough proofs, let's call them, of the logo and a first draft of the currency as well. They're loosely modeled on Mountain Hours, but Mile High Hours will definitely, it's a completely, a different group of people, a different group of businesses. It's their local organic currency. But it's, good to have some commonality in order for people to recognize that eventually the systems can be exchanged if participants wish to. Just as an example, Joby went to Ithaca, New York, where they have Ithaca hours, and he spent Mountain Hours from this local system here in Summit County all the way 2,000 miles away. So that shows and demonstrates the power of this idea, and everybody understands what that common denominator is of an hour. There are hours-based local currencies in Canada, and we can avail ourselves to trading within those systems, and there's no currency exchange fees. So the producers keep a greater proportion of that of their own productivity. That's what this is all about. It's to liberate the producers, the people at the bottom through globalization, they have been brought into a state where they do not have peace. And our job with this show is to create an environment where that people have peace of mind. That's what everybody on the planet is looking for. We want to unify the factions under the common idea that we all want peace of mind. Creating a better future. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand and divided we will fall. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products.
A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Again, this former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan basically stating that they run the show, and they've created a monetary system that the currency circulates in economic circuits at the top of the pyramid, let's call it, for the 1% or whatever language you want to use, for the elite, for the oligarch. They have a currency which flows in their economic circuits in abundance. That circuit, if you think of it as an electrical circuit, it has a capacity that's flowing. It's transferring energy in an effective manner. It's utilizing and supporting their values. Alternatively, we have created a local currency here in Summit County, and this currency is designed, its stated purpose is to support the values of the people at the bottom of the pyramid. In fact, to flip over that power pyramid, because that's where the power should be, is with the people. The only reason the Federal Reserve notes do have value is because of us. Therefore, since they're based upon our energy, we should have them in abundance. We should have wealth. We shouldn't be living in fear, and the people being in a state where they do not have peace of mind. And that is the purpose of this initiative, is to give people of all political beliefs, persuasions, colors, races, religions, et cetera, everyone, the 99% to give them peace of mind. And that is the purpose of this. And that also is something that, you know, like I said, we went to the Dillon Council meeting last night. And it was interesting because, to be honest, I've never been one of those before. I'm not, it seems awfully absurd, but I'm not really into politics. This is, and it's not really I'm into, like, money or all economics per se. It's just money is a tool. It's energy transfer technology, and that tool is essential that it's not corrupted. Else it'll lead to malevolent interaction between our brothers and sisters. And that's the evidence is all over the planet. You know, they have a global currency based on debt and interest. And there is unnecessary over-competition between the people. There is unnecessary abuse of one another. There's just a better way. There truly is a better way. And the evidence for that, you know, we're not just, again, we're not a talk show. This is a do show. The things that we're doing, I say, I'm not saying go to your town council meeting. I'm like, no, Robin and I went to the town council meeting. It's, we are sovereigns. We are responsible. So we are not giving our power away to other people through a vote. We are trying to evolve the understanding and knowledge of our own power, our own capacity to make change. And as human beings, that is what our purpose is to learn about how we can affect change individually, but cooperate with one another. Certainly, we want as many people to support this as possible. But as long as we continue to give our power away, we will be abused. There's a universal truth that says any slave that waits for a savior and is saved, then they remain a slave. So if you require a savior, you will never be sovereign or independent. You have to do it yourself. As we move forward and you try to keep fixing things, you'll become aware locally. There's another universal truth that says, you know, someone who never moves never realizes the chains that were binding them. Meaning you don't notice the matrix until you try to resist the matrix. You know, if you're just blissfully ignorant, the matrix will keep you blissfully ignorant. You'll be completely happy. But when you try to move and resist your chains, that you recognize that there are chains, you will slowly realize that there is a problem there. And so anyway, the money is a tool. And last night, we wanted to express and show how our, you know, the local officials and make them aware of this solution. And I don't think anybody, well, you know, it's interesting is Mountain Hours has been written up in the local paper. I've been promoting it constantly, and there's not any of those officials that I guess it's possible. I didn't ask them individually, but there's about four or five of them that asked, you know, they wanted more information. There's actually a police officer that was sitting next to Robin in the audience that was writing down the information. So what's good is you have people who are attending the meeting that are politically active. They want things done. They want, you know, for instance, generally the mood of the group is they want preservation. They don't want expansion. They want to retain the character and ecological values, and they're trying to block the town from doing new initiatives. Typically, those initiatives were for, you know, big businesses. They were going to benefit big businesses and not the local businesses. So in that area, actually, a new Lowe's is being opened up. So that's one of the big conflicts is with Summit County. It's a very small town and has a small town feel, has these Victorian mining towns, Frisco and Breckenridge particularly, and they are, you know, storybook in their preservation. They're very beautiful, and people like that. They like the quaintness. It's a tourist attraction. Alternatively, you know, Lowe's wants to come to town, and unfortunately, years ago, the town stood up, or the community stood up, and they created the Summit Independent Business Alliance, and they resisted an initiative and blocked it, and it never occurred, of a Home Depot being started in the small town of Frisco. So there's knowledge of the people here willing to resist, and they did that with Breckenridge, for instance, decriminalized marijuana. This isn't meaning, you know, made legal medical marijuana, because that's medical marijuana and the licensing is all set up for the state of Colorado already. They even went past that in Breckenridge, where they decriminalized it for small possession. So the local community already has some aspects which are already rebelling, so to speak, against globalism. It remains to be seen, you know, because we haven't done this yet. One of the big hurdles of any local currency is to get that local currency accepted for taxes. And that is one of our next hurdles. You know, you know, when you start the thing off, you're like, man, you want to have your first transaction. And that's, you know what I mean? Because that's such a big deal, is to get your first transaction. And thank you, Stephen Rockne and Joby Weeks, for making that happen. You know, they at the time, they're taking this local currency, but there's nowhere to spend it except at each other, you know. So that's a big hurdle. Getting the newspaper article written up. All of these are first. This is all historic. First time things happening, you know, and going to your first Chamber of Commerce meeting, pitching it to people. Creating your first marketing DVD or CD that you can hand out, getting to 10 businesses, getting to 20 businesses, like they're milestones. The milestone for Rocky Mountain Puff, the music festival, and political, you know, with these great libertarian leaders, and Green Party leaders were both there, Occupy leaders as well. One of the big names there is Luke Radowski. There's all kinds of Occupy Wall Street videos where he's there, you know, talking about the Occupy move. He's reporting in Manhattan and did other locations as well. But Luke Radowski is an advocate for Occupy. He's resisting the 1%. Well, he's supporting also the local currency initiative of Mountain Hour. So our goal for that event was to get to 50 businesses. And we got that on our, I think, the second day of the event. Yeah, so right at the Dillon Farmers Market, in fact, we signed up our 50th business. And I think now we're around like 65 or so. So it's something that we need to have these goals, and I need to make these goals. I'm working on this myself. You know, this is my first local currency, but I need to be more inclusive of the overall objectives. You know, we also want to finance our first house without interest, with Mountain Hours. We want to do these things and reach these milestones. So we're going to be talking about that one, for the local currency to be accepted as taxes. We'll be right back. Swallowed by the war, the unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did in the funky
motor
here.
Not ahead.
It could be good.
To Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and this is Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. Your host, Wayne Walton, and we are talking about one of our goals for Mountain Hours, the local currency for Summit County, Colorado, is to get the currency accepted as payment for taxes. That is essential. I think generally it's best to focus on, you know, when you're launching a currency, focus on one area and kind of get that like within walking distance, that it's just a very natural thing for businesses to accept this. So I'm closest to Breckenridge. So we do have, you know, businesses all over Summit County. I spend most of my time in Breckenridge, just because it's the nearest spot, and then second would be Frisco, and then maybe a tie between Dillon and Silverthorne. But you know, I went door to door, business to business, at all of them, and gave out a DVD some, you know, maybe 4 months ago or so. And the thing is you know, you want to go and make sure that everybody is aware of this initiative, but it's important to get develop a community where there's a buzz among a group of people and that they're actually doing that. And that's kind of happening a little bit now between people who are that go to the Dredge Restaurant and Cool River Coffee and, you know, a couple places around in that. And then there's like a little nook businesses out in Airport Road. So anyway, that concentration, it just develops a community, and you want that community to grow. When they have good success, they'll refer other businesses and to invite them into the tribe, so to speak. And so concentrated geographic effort is important, and then concentrated an effort on a particular initiative is important too. So that's why it's important that I get more of a you know, delegate some responsibilities, that somebody's in charge of just getting governments to join, because that all by itself that is a focus all by itself, learning to develop rapport with the different council members, et cetera, et cetera. So having one person do that is essential. Having another, you know, just work on the housing issue. You know, because acquiring the land, that's something that typically that would be very difficult to get paid for with the local currency. But it's, you know, it's not unheard of. Like it's, or unthinkable, I should say, is that we could pay with ours to buy some town property. And, you know, whatever, you use that to open up a local currency exchange. So anyway, the point of this hour, the objective is to basically explain, you know, what my pitch to them was. Because, you know, the way it works is you go in there and the whole thing was only an hour, maybe an hour 15. And there's maybe 10 council members at the most. There's a lawyer and a clerk sitting there, or the town lawyer, the mayor, et cetera, et cetera. And they're just sitting there, and basically each individual is allowed to go up and speak. And it wasn't required that you're, because we don't live in the town limits, the corporate, municipal corporate town limits of Dillon. But we were able to still speak. Robin and I went, and basically it was from 6 to 7:15. And they give you, pretty much anybody that walks in, there's maybe 20 people in there, and they give you 5 minutes to speak. And the majority of conversations were about, like, there, you know, there's a group representing a local Dillon homeowners association, and they Dillon wants to build a parking lot. The town wants to build a parking lot closer into where they are, and I guess that'll take away some green space. So the property manager effectively they're basically trying to say that the value of their property is going to be diminished, so they're going to sue the town if they built the parking lot there. There's other people that wanted, for instance, like more tree planting. They wanted more, in Summit County, there's a lot of pine beetles that have killed pine trees here, and the leftover trees are still standing. It's a big fire hazard slash eyesore. And anyway, and not to mention, the longer the trees stay, it provides a feeding ground for the dead tree for the beetle to jump to a living tree. So they want them cut down. So these problems can be fixed with the local currency. We'll be right back, and we'll explain how that makes sense.
Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life,
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Indeed, it is not to live in pain and fear or lack. It's to learn. The purpose of life is to learn about your unique human artistry and then find ways to offer peace to your brothers and sisters, giving them peace of mind, develop systems which create abundance and offer peace of mind for others, and evolving. And evolving the monetary system is what we focus on. And we are discussing the 10 reasons why local government should accept Mountain Hours for taxes. So, you know, this should say why should accept local currency for taxes. In this case, it's 10 reasons why Summit County local governments should accept Mountain Hours for taxes. Here we go. Mountain Hours replaces annual budget fears with abundance. Could go, you know, this is basically kind of advanced marketing. You're trying to get in the minds of what their fear is, the minds of the council people. They're struggling with austerity too, raising taxes or cutting benefits or cutting projects, that sort of thing. So it raises, it replaces annual budget fears with abundance slash peace of mind. Like it. Here we go. So basically I had 5 minutes to speak. So this would be, you'd have to rush this along to get this all the way in, but you can, you're free to hand stuff out when you go to a town council meeting. So there's a strategy, you know, when you go in, we didn't have a handout, but we could have one, that would have been, smarter. In fact, for the next ones that we do have next week, this is what I'm going to give them, is the reasons why they should join. So do call in and we can discuss this. And if there's any marketing experts out there, this is a marketing thing, and we have to appeal to what's important for them as to what their cares are. What do they care about? Getting elected. That's where you should really start with this, is what do they care about? They care about getting elected. And part of that is a power and vanity. Help others. Sure, there's some, particularly, I guess, maybe the younger people, they haven't been jaded by government yet. But they would help other people. Those are the things you want to track, is what is the motivation of the audience that you're marketing to. So I'm actually typing some updated notes as these ideas come down. But anyway, that's the motivational idea. You want to get in the conversation that's already occurring in their heads. What are their fears? Their fears are getting elected. Their fear that the people are going to, I don't know, be disgruntled. I mean, literally, the audience is sitting right there. So they do have to face these people that they represent. Ultimately, they could take a lot of punishment if they're on the take, and that's what they could get paid for. But what we're trying to do is create, when money is scarce, people often will do things that belie their morality. It challenges, it tests their skills so that they don't sin through fraud or embezzlement or whatever that a government official would do. So what we're trying to do is create an environment where they can do the right thing and maintain their morals, and still, get elected and take care of their constituency. So here we go. Number one, Mountain Hours is legal. You want to make sure that they know that this is legal. It's local, organic, complementary currency based on barter. So a lot of people know what barter is, like, oh, it's just barter money. They get it, and it's a complementary currency. It is, from, if you've had math and or trigonometry, they talk about supplementary and complementary angles. A complementary angle is what allows you to get the entire thing, the whole gamut. So it's complementing the other currency, where the other currency does things well nationally. You can buy something on Amazon with the national currency, but you can't with the local. So this complements it, and that way it's not a threatening thing. They don't want to feel scared, and you don't want to get anybody in the fear mode, because they automatically shut down. So with marketing, you want to be allegre, agreeable. So here we go. Number two, Mountain Hour supports local independent businesses and keeps wealth in Summit County. The more wealth that remains in Summit County, the more transactions, and therefore the more high-value transactions which local sales tax are drawn from. So that's important, is I make the example here of Detroit, their sales taxes continually drop because everybody's leaving. the more even if people do remain there, more of their transactions are occurring outside of the town, and where the wealth is leaving. The more the wealth leaves, the less transactions will occur locally, and the less high dollar transactions. So their tax base gets wrecked. Globalism destroys it. So where are we at here? Number three, mountain hours unlocks unused business capacity. Hotels with empty rooms and restaurants with empty seats are unused capacity. Unused capacity draws no sales tax revenue. So repeatedly, I'm talking about how the local currency actually creates additional sales taxes for the and that's what they care about. So here I'm giving an example of something that they do already. The local governments do here. And Summit County already uses many local temporary currencies as a tool to collect higher sales taxes. An example of that is the Frisco Barbecue. The whole town shuts down, and they basically people come in that are tourists or locals. And they trade over their Federal Reserve notes and exchange them for barbecue bucks, or I think they might call them the hogbacks. In any case, they trade them because if they didn't do that, they would have a more, because this is a spontaneous event. There's vendors that come out and they don't have maybe a sales tax license or whatever for the local government. So anyway, it creates an accounting problem that they'd have to go around and hunt all these vendors down to collect their sales tax. So as a tool, everybody converts over to the temporary local currency. And then at the end of the event, all of those transactions all come back because the vendors have all of the hogbacks. Now they want to turn their hogbacks in to get Federal Reserve notes. Well, what happens is though they do get the Federal Reserve notes from the town of Frisco, but they're deducted for the sales. So it makes it easier actually for them if you want to use that as a form of expediency, it makes it easier for those vendors then because they don't have to calculate it or whatever. It's done for them. So it's a system whereby which the local currency, the local temporary currency, is a tool to raise and systematize the collection of sales taxes. So that's something that's already going on. That's also done in Keystone with bacon bucks. They do the same thing, and that's kind of what happens like at different fairs where you turn in and, you trade over for tickets. And that's why they do that is it's a methodology of maximizing the retention. And, you know, let's say people go home with those barbecue bucks as like a souvenir or whatever. They call that there's a word for that that's escaping me right now, but it's breakout. That's called breakout. That means that for it's no longer currency effectively. It can be returned into circulation, certainly, but when people take it home and they use it as a memento, that's called breakout. And effectively the currency has left the system. Okay, number five, municipal government can spend mountain hours first, then save their dollars, their national dollars, for expenses which can only be paid with national money. So this provides, this is what everybody should do, is they should try to spend their local currency first, just like they should, you know, if possible, you should always try to buy local first. You should try to source your projects or products, the supplies and materials first. And that's what this does. In the existing system, we are often sourcing everything nationally first. We should change that methodology, source things first, locally. That just makes sense, right? Here we go. Our next is, there's a little bit of a dig on the local, the politicians are not known to be innovators, their product is, typically, it's not in the open market. It's based upon coercion. But by showing their flexibility, we want to show that, that the local government and that they are innovative. So this innovative solution and problem solving are what political leaders severely lack. This is an opportunity for local government officials to make a national name for themselves. Well, I mean, think of that. For instance, I know in Brixton, they have the Brixton Pound, Brixton, England. And the local officials, I can't remember the guy's name, but anyway, the local government officials have agreed to take the local currency as a bonus. So it's in addition to what their regular pay is, for the local currency, the Brixton Pound. So this made international news because it's a methodology for the people to fight globalism. People want innovative solutions. They want to see their leaders be courageous. Who doesn't want to see that? People value that. So people's own souls want to do that. That's what they should be doing for their own souls, is to lead their fellow public officials in the direction of the truth and the light, abundance for the people. So number seven, Mountain Hours increases your standard of living by spending Mountain Hours, by spending it locally. It's fun, educational, and it creates community pride. Those are all things that a local government official values. Mountain Hours creates more abundance through more transactions. Many people are afraid right now to spend money. When they're in fear, the currency stops working. They hoard, they save, and it doesn't flow. So that fear spreads, and when everybody stops spending money, that's what a depression is everybody's in fear. The local currency allows that fear to go away, and Mountain Hours can be spent freely with the knowledge that they can easily be earned back. Why? Because in the local economic circuit, the currency is flowing locally, so you can see it back. If you spent a Federal Reserve note and you wrote down the serial number, it's very unlikely you'll ever see that same serial number again. Alternatively, if you were to take a picture of a Mountain Hour and then go spend it, there's a pretty high chance that you might be able to see it again. So it's recurring expenditures with the same currency. That's called the velocity of money. And basically, my next example is in the Miracle of Wurgle. They got the velocity of money to be 14 times higher with the local currency than was the national currency. So a depression is just scarcity of Federal Reserve notes. At that time, that's what the currency was. Anyway, the example for this is the Miracle of Wurgle. And also during the Great Depression, there were 3,000 local currencies. And also I use an as a historic example, Ithaca Hours. Our system's based off a system that's been around for 20 years. We want to express that to them because I can look that up. They can check this out. They can check my math. They can check my historic examples that these things are valid and that they did produce this product that we're pitching. It has achieved the desired results in the past. Proof. proof of working systems. Another one is Weir's in Austria, or actually Switzerland. That's a working system that's about, I think it's about 40 years old. They have a Weir's system, and it's just like a local barter system, and it's that system's physical and digital. We are about on a break. Got a couple more examples here. I'm going to be over my 10. Whenever I start one of these lists, I end up with more than 10 reasons, so I'll have to kind of rein them in. The velocity of money issue is a big topic all by itself. And anyway, we'll be right back. I'll close out our information here with the local currency initiative with local government.
Behavior, water full of chemicals, leach all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Again, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan talking about how they have a monopoly over the economic system, the monetary system at the top of the control pyramid. We wish to create an innovative system that serves the people at the bottom. Number 10. Summit County Currency Cooperative Summit County Currency Cooperative will be bigger than the Chamber of Commerce at some point. We have 65 businesses now. We're growing faster because we pay those businesses to be members. Many businesses can't even afford to be members of these Chamber of Commerce because they lack Federal Reserve notes. That's the whole point. So anyway, as a voting bloc, we can push our local government to accept mountain hours for taxes. By pushing this forward with this voting bloc, meaning the local government will want to embrace this voting bloc and support their values. So they will be able to support the values of this particular constituency. Actually, some bonus here is for Summit County particularly when this is first being started up, this is a novelty, so it brings tourism to this particular area. Just like Puff, for instance, more people came to Summit County for Puff, Rocky Mount Puff, Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, to experience mountain hours and spend the local currency and actually see how it works. There's a solid 11 reasons right there. In the next hour, I'm actually going to go over and talk about some strategies. So this is actually, those are the reasons why they should do it. Now there's also strategies to reach and affect this, where effectively you're using the local currency that you're persuading these officials to join the mountain hours evolution. It's we got to make it easy for them and understandable for them. They don't have to know a lot of history or corruption. You don't have to get into stuff that would be divisive. That's what the marketing is meant to be, is that, you want it in marketing. You want to make sure whoever your client is, your prospect, is that they're nodding their heads. You don't want to be battling with them over all sorts of political intrigue. And that's how you do this, is we're focusing on the marketing. We're developing systems where people can listen to this. This will be archived. They can then read. I'm printing these up as well as like a PDF. We're creating a system. Exactly what you're listening to is a radio show right now, is a system that's going to be edited out, and basically these specific tactics and strategies can be used so that other individuals following in our footprints, they can model our activity. And we'll be right in the next hour talk about some strategies.
But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as